بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سنظم about ماه رمضان مبارك وسازد granted me last رمضان previous رمضان is written by حضرت مولانا قاری سید صدیق احمد ساقی باندھوی رحمت اللہ علیہ. The title is مبارک ہو مسلمانوں کہ پھر ماہ صیام آیا.
مبارک ہو مسلمانوں کہ پھر ماہ صیام آیا. مبارک ہو مسلمانوں کہ پھر ماہ صیام آیا. خدا کی رحمتوں اور برکتوں کا اجتہام آیا. خدا کی رحمتوں اور برکتوں کا اجتہام آیا. خدا کا شکر ہے فصل بہار جاں فضا آئی. خدا کا شکر ہے کہ فصل بہار جاں فضا آئی. خوشا قسمت کے پھر موسم صوم و قیام آیا. خوشا قسمت کے پھر سے موسم صوم و قیام آیا. زمانہ آ گیا کہ لطف باری عام اب ہوگا. نصیب اپنے کے پھر سے زندگی میں یہ مقام آیا. نصیب اپنے کے پھر سے زندگی میں یہ مقام آیا. قیامت میں یہ روزہ ڈھال ہوگا روزے داروں کا. قیامت میں یہ روزہ ڈھال ہوگا روزے داروں کا. یہ سرمایہ بھی اپنا کیسے آڑے وقت کام آیا. یہ سرمایہ بھی اپنا کیسے آڑے وقت کام آیا. ہدایت کے صحیفے سب کے سب اس ماہ میں اترے. ہدایت کے صحیفے سب کے سب اس ماہ میں اترے. اسی ماہ مبارک میں کلاموں کا امام آیا. اسی ماہ مبارک میں کلاموں کا امام آیا. اسی میں رات ایک آئی ہزاروں راتوں سے بہتر. اسی میں رات ایک آئی ہزاروں رات سے بہتر. کہ جس میں چشمہ رحمت سے بندے کو سلام آیا. کہ جس میں چشمہ رحمت سے بندے کو سلام آیا. گزاری جس نے اپنی زندگی ساری اطاعت میں. گزاری جس نے اپنی زندگی ساری اطاعت میں. اسی کے واسطے جنت اسی کے واسطے جنت سے دنیا ہی میں جام آیا. اسی کے واسطے جنت سے دنیا ہی میں جام آیا. دوبارہ زندگی آئی، سکون دل ہوا حاصل، دوبارہ زندگی آئی، سکون دل ہوا حاصل، زباں پر جب محمد مصطفیٰ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، زباں پر جب محمد مصطفیٰ کا پیارا نام آیا، زباں پر جب محمد مصطفیٰ کا پیارا نام آیا، جو پہنچا حشر میں ثاقب فرشتے یہ پکار اٹھے، جو پہنچا حشر میں ثاقب فرشتے یہ پکار اٹھے، محمد کے غلاموں کے غلاموں کا غلام آیا، محمد کے غلاموں کے غلاموں کا غلام آیا، مبارک ہو مسلمانوں کے پھر ماہ صیام آیا، خدا کی رحمتوں اور برکتوں کا اجتہام آیا.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، الحمدللہ وکفا والسلام علی عبادی الذین اصطفا. We'll just translate this beautiful poem of a very great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Hazrat Maulana Qari Sayyid Siddiq Sahib Bandwi rahmatullah alayh, who was a lover of Quran Sharif. Just to give us a brief idea of what a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala he was, Hazrat used to just read Quran Sharif all the time. If somebody asks him how long it takes to go from Delhi to Bombay, he said, "I can't tell you how many hours, but I can tell you it's 10 paras or 15 paras or 20 paras." So Allah Ta'ala, through their blessings, give us tawfiq also to create such love, and with our Honorable Hazrat Tawajju, such love for Quran Sharif. And then we'll understand that this beautiful poem Hazrat is saying, Mubarak ho Musalmano ke fir maa istiyam aya, very blessed to the Muslims, that again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent this great honorable guest, the month of fasting, the month of Ramadan Sharif. And we should realize we shouldn't become customary Muslims, that we just send these messages, Ramzan Mubarak Sharif. This was not the custom amongst Nabi Kareem Sawasam and Sahaba radiallahu anhu. Their real attitude towards Ramzan Sharif is now their hearts open up, their inclination open up, that now another great season has come to bring a great change into my whole life. And as Hazrat is mentioning here, so Allah give me and all of us tawfiq to understand and realize what is this Mubarak here. We shouldn't think that here Hazrat is saying Mubarak so we can also say Ramzan Mubarak and this Mubarak. No, we should realize the real blessings of the month of Ramadan Sharif. And forget when the pious servants are saying it, that is, they have understood to a great degree. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, Shahru Ramadan. Do you know what has come to you? Do you know how great this month is? So Hazrat is giving us a brief idea here. He says, Mubarak ho Muslimano ke fir maa istiyam aya, Khuda ki rahmato aur barkato ka izdiham aya. He says, very blessed, O Muslims. That is, your heart should be opened up and you should be happy. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, when the month of Ramadan Sharif used to come, used to say, Khush Ahmadid, very blessed, O month of Ramadan Sharif, that you have come only full of blessings. Whether it's the fasting during the day, the Taraweeh by night, the tilawat of Quran Sharif, the giving of sadqa, etc. So Hazrat says here that again, this honorable blessed month of Ramadan Sharif has come. It has come with what? The blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the special mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a rush of it, a flood, as our Hazrat explained so beautifully, that like on Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the special rahmat of Allah, more than all the flood waters in the world can pour down, more than all the Niagara Falls and all those waterfalls with such rush, exactly like that, what great rush and force the rahmat of Allah, the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are descending. And now we are already in the second ashra, it's the days of rahmat. So we shouldn't be deprived, we should be begging the mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one is to make dua for the mercies and then to show our inclination. We don't just make dua and then we are still unmindful. So Allah ta'ala give me all of us tawfiq, and here we are so fortunate. As Hazrat has explained, we got all these blessings of Ramadan, and then a Shaykh to give us Islah, to make us realize what is this Ramadan in this life all about. Khuda ka shukr hai, fasle bahar, jaan fiza aayi. That it is Allah Ta'ala's great fazl and kindness, that now the season of spring and the time to reap the crops has come. That very special time when the crops are ready, and now that the crops are all very, very beautiful and blooming, that time has come, we should be making shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there's no time to waste in the month of Ramadan. And not a split moment should be going. Myself, this is my lesson, and we all should try and check ourselves. That a moment shouldn't be going in unmindfulness. And as our Hazrat is stressing upon us, there's no time for cell phones, no time for sending messages. Forget sending you, there's no time to read the messages, but people have got time for messages. So we shouldn't be surprised. And then on our tongues we say it's going very fast. We're wasting time, but we're saying it's going very fast. Life is also going fast like that. So if we are not alert, our life will just get finished. And zindagi guzarna nahi, zindagi banana hai. We don't have to just pass this month, pass our life, we have to make our life. And how fortunate, we can't make enough shukr. Allah has given us this great opportunity in the Hanka year, what our Honorable Lester Sheikh, to teach us how to make our life. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Khusha kismat ke fir mausam e som wa qiyam aya. He says, what a honorable blessing, and your kismat is open, your treasure is open for you, that now the season of the fasting and the season of Taraweeh has come. A person, when he knows the enjoyment of Taraweeh Salah, then you'll be looking forward for it. And you won't be thinking, hey, another 20 rakats, how I'm going to pass it. And especially when Huffaz are reading so beautiful, Hazrat explains these days, or generally throughout the country, and throughout the world also, mashallah, Huffaz are reading what beautiful tajweed. But more important, we should try and concentrate on the meaning. And even if we're ordinary people, you can hear ayat of rahmat, you can hear about jannat, jahannam. In your heart at that time, beg the mercies of Allah, beg for jannat, seek refuge from jahannam. Zamana aagaya ke lutfe bari aam ab hoga. That time has come, that now Allah Ta'ala's special favors has become general, and not only for specific people. That Ramadan Sharif, only if you're an alim, hafiz, a sheikh, only you'll benefit. Allah has made it lutfe aam. General special mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. General special favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has come. As Hazrat explained so beautifully, this is not just a dastarkhan of all delicacies to fill the stomach. This is spiritual dastarkhan. What sughat, what different delicacies. You don't know which to touch. You enjoy Quran Sharif. So, and this is a special attachment of this month, what Ramadan Sharif, Quran Sharif. Then Durood Sharif taking place. What enjoyment there. Then it's tilawat, then it's du'as. So, this, it's general, all the special favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Naseeb apne ke fir se zindagi mein ye maqam aya. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's very, very kindness that Allah has blessed us now. That now in our life another honorable position has come. That this occasion has come again in my life. That I can take full blessings. So we should realize, and as Allahu Akbar, a honorable guest who comes to your house, you wait for him patiently. And as the days go, you don't get happy. You worry that now, just now the guest is going to go away. Just now Hazrat is going to leave. And so as the days go, our enthusiasm should be increasing. And our efforts should be increasing. Not be counting the days that now, oh, so many left. No, that will get finished on its own. But we have to see as the days go, we realize already the days of Rahmat, I did nothing. I hardly, my eyes hardly opened up. So So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Qiyamat mein yeh roza dal hoga, roze daron ka. And Allahu Akbar. This roza, this fasting, and as we will learn from our honorable illustrious Sheikh, that this fasting, as Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has taught, is not just to stay hungry from morning till night, stay away from your halal desires, but if you keep the whole roza complete, not just the structure, the complete roza with all the furnishing, all the beauty, then see this roza will be a shield for us on the day of Qiyamah. And that's the day when we all really need a shield, as Hazrat says, yes, sir, maya bhi apne kaise aare waqt kaam aaya. That this great the treasure and this great capital that Allah Ta'ala has given us to fast, that now we are putting out our shields on what a crucial occasion that is on the day of Qiyamah, when you will be looking for shield, on that day it will come to help. At that time you'll see this roza will be a shield for us, and it will protect us from the fire of Jahannam. And forget on the day of Qiyamah, we learn in the Kitab Shoke Watan also, that the roza will come in the cover also, and it will protect you from the azab of the cover. It will protect you from all the difficulties in the cover. Then on the day of Qiyamah, how it will protect us. But myself, all of us, we have to see. And this is, we should try our best. In end of the day, not happy that I keep roza, make shukr, Ya Allah, you allowed me to keep another roza, but I didn't do justice to it. Please forgive me. So end of the day, with istighfar, with tawbah, we beg Allah, that oh Allah, please keep this roza amanat by you, and keep it as a shield for me. Hidayat ke sahife sab ke sab is maa mein utre, Allahu Akbar. All the scriptures of guidance, Allah Ta'ala has chosen this month, very honorable month, which Allah Ta'ala has chosen to send down all the scriptures of hidayat, which shows Allah, the scriptures of hidayat are very, very honorable, like very, very honorable personalities. And then if an honorable personality is coming, and the vehicle also is coming, is a very VIP vehicle, like Hazrat says, ni'ma al-markab wa ni'ma al-rakib. That, Allahu Akbar, the markab, the vehicle that these sahifas Allah has sent down, the month of Ramadan Sharif. So such a honorable month. And then these sahifas, the means of guidance for mankind through all generations, from the time of inception of mankind, Allah Ta'ala has been concerned for us, and Allah's mercy for us, that Allah Ta'ala has sent us the means of guidance to show us, and not just the scriptures itself, scriptures on our own we can't understand. Allah Ta'ala has sent what Kitabullah? Rijalullah, the men of Allah. Just follow them, and you'll be following the scriptures of Hidayat. And then, Allahu Akbar, how blessed is this ummah, is the my Mubarak mein kalamo ka imam aya. That in this month of Ramadan, Allah has chosen the imam of all the words, of all the scriptures, and Allah Ta'ala has sent down directly His word itself. Not in the written form, directly the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is that mu'jiza of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All the other Anbiya alayhi salatu wa sallam, their mu'jizas, their mu'jizas while they were alive, it was there. Then when they made parda from this world, it left the world. The mu'jiza of our beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Quran Kareem will be forever and ever and ever. All the time. Mu'jiza is the miracle that Allah Ta'ala grants to the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. The special supernatural actions to show that these are the men of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the miracles that are done at the hands of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, and not on their own accord, only through the command of Allah and the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala has very great kindness upon us, that Allah Ta'ala has given us this Kalam-e-Paak, the Quran-e-Kareem. So we should see how much are we appreciating it. The sign of our appreciation is how much we reciting Quran-e-Kareem, and with the intention of hidayat, amal, etc. Isi mein raat ek aayi hazaro raat se behtar, Allahu Akbar. Further the blessings of this month of Ramadan, that in this month, besides all the other nights, every moment is so great. But particularly Allah's special mercy, that in this month, one night is better than a thousand khayru min alfis shahr, better than a thousand months. One night Allah has given. All the nights and all the moments are so special. But in this night Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ خَيْرٌ مِنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ. Ordinarily a great person tell you, you know this thing. You know how valuable this thing. Now you realize, my father told me how valuable. My ustad told me, ya Allah Rabbul Izzat. And look how Allah Ta'ala is psychologically impressing upon our minds. Do you know what is Laylatul Qadr? You know how valuable. And then Allah is giving us a glimpse, a brief idea. Khayrun min alfisha. It's better, it's not equal than 1,000 months. When Allah says better, we can't imagine the better of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should be making dua, Allah grants us. And this night, according to most of the ulama, it comes in the last 10 days. And according to many of the ulama, normally it comes on the 27th night. But we shouldn't only choose that night. And so simple Allah has made our deen. Just be there for our Isha namaz, wa jamaat, takbir ula, perform our taraweeh properly. Even if you slept the whole night, you'll still get sawab of Laylatul Qadr. But Allah give us tawfiq as much as we can according to our ability. Take out some time, make ibadat, make tilawat. But we shouldn't be making so much ibadat that fajr now we must, and we tired, we can't make it with jamaat. That is not proper understanding. کہ جس میں چشمہ رحمت سے بندے کو سلام اللہ اکبر. And in this month that is better than 1,000 months, Allah Ta'ala's waterfalls of rahmat is descending in such torrent on that month that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has appointed special angels all on all the roads for the those that engage in ibadat, that give them salam, salams from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. As it comes in shauq-e watan, our desire for akhirat, our real home. If a person knows where you're going, then you'll be waiting when Malakul Maut is going to come. It comes in one hadith that a person who had value, as it Hazrat comes in mentions in front, if you spend your life in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and making tawbah istighfar, then such a believer at the time of maut, Malakul Maut comes to you and he says that Allah has sent salams for you. Then he tests you and he says, now you want to stay a little more while? Stay a little while with your family? When Allah's salams came, I want to stay in this world, please take me quick. So ya Allah is giving us salams every year in the month of Ramadan, special salams. And according to some buzurgs, Ramadan Laylatul Qadr rotates throughout the year. But here we've got this occasion, we should be begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are not deprived in the least. But guzari jisne apni zindagi sari itaat mein. So what is the object and purpose of this month of Ramadan? That we make dua that Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq to spend our whole life in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are the slaves of Allah. And we should be living in the slavery of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is not a low thing. This is a great honor to be a slave of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah ta'ala doesn't need us. So to be in the slavery of Allah, we should be just living in the obedience of Allah. And the obedience of Allah, it doesn't benefit Allah in the least, but it is only benefiting us. It's only for our special favor, only for our benefit and for our mercies. Usi ke waaste jannat se dunya hi mein jaam aaya. Allahu Akbar. That is why that a person who lives in the obedience of Allah from in this world already, Allah Ta'ala has sent the goblet of the wine of the love of Allah in this world already. That salams are coming down, that the malaika making salams, you got tilawat of Quran Sharif, you got fasting, you got taraweeh, all this is the goblet of the wine of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the cherry on the top to realize our Islam, to be in the presence of a great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the ashikin here who have come for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We can't make enough shukr of all these ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dobara zindagi aaye sukoon dil hua hasin. It is as if you got a new life. And now if you spend, appreciate this month of Ramadan Sharif, connect ourselves to Quran Kareem, then we'll see what the whole world is looking for, peace and contentment. You'll get this peace in heart. You'll get so many people, today we say we got stress, we got this worry, we got this depression. Why? Because we have disconnected ourselves from Quran Sharif, from the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And where we looking for it, it's not there. We think my business, if it improves, then I'll get sukoon edil. The sky is troubling me, if I get another car, then it will improve. No, as we are learning in Anwarul Salah also, if we correct the main ibadat, Salah, and how our Mashayikh and our Hazrat particularly, Allah, we can't make enough shukr, then stressing upon us that just make our outward salah properly and then just start bringing current in our salah and see that's the easiest way to correct our whole deen and see how the sukune deal will come automatically. We are putting the cart before the horse that if my dunya come right, my business come right, Malisab, then you'll see me in the masjid. It's not the system of Allah like that. The system of Allah, you work on your deen, Allah will make your dunya easy. Zuban par jab Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam ka pyara naam aaya, and also what will bring great sukoon and peace and contentment to the heart when on your tongue the beloved name of Hazrat Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And how can we be forgetting Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in whose sadqa we enjoying all these great gifts, the special moments, our existence through the sadqa of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And our Dada Shaykh, Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali also, through our honorable beloved Shaykh, in the Barakat, we learn that, agar zubah pe ho, salli ala na ho zubah par, to kya asar hoga au fuga mein? That if a person also is engaged in ibadah, du'as, but he doesn't send durood upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then there'll be no effect in that du'a. So Allah Akbar, as our Hazrat teaches us so beautifully, that our Dada Shaykh is taught, that our great Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Abdul Ghani Pulpuri Rahmatullah Ali is to say, that when a person wants to know his du'as are accepted, then tears come out from your eyes. It's a sign, and that tears from your heart is coming. It's a sign that Allah is accepting your du'as. But even if tears can't come out and you want the audited receipt that your du'as are accepted, may read durood in the beginning after praising Allah, and in the end again read durood sharif. Then Allah Akbar. And look at Allah Ta'ala's kindness in our salah also. Allah knows our salah is so weak. At the end of salah after tahiyyat, Allah says read durood. And through the wasila of my beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we'll accept all your ibadat. Jo poncha hai hashar mein saqib parishti ye pukar ote. Allah Akbar. Hazrat says, and this is the title of the poet who normally they give themselves titles, as Mona Siddiq Sahib is termed himself Saqib, that when you come there on the day of Qiyamah, on the day of Hashar, that very, very frightening day, that day when all the Anbiya will be worried, on that day, then you'll get this great announcement coming to you, and when you read durood upon Nabi Sawsam, when we made this part of our lives, and daily we read durood, and particularly in the month of Ramadan Sharif, we read durood upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we follow in the footsteps of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And to follow in the footsteps of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the system of Allah, you have to follow in the footsteps of those people who followed in the footsteps of Sahaba, then the Tabi'in, Tabi Tabi'in, and Tabi Tabi'in. Then an announcement will come on the day of Qiyamah that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam ke ghulamo ka ghulam aaya. That see who is here, that one of the servants, of the servants, of the servants, of the servants of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So if we also follow in the footsteps of our honorable illustrious Shaykh and this beautiful silsila, then we have hope in the mercy of Allah. We don't deserve this, but in the kindness of Allah, Allah is so kind that Allah sees we also want to walk in the same path. We can't walk, we are too weak, but we beg Allah, we also want to walk in this path. Allah will say, here is one of the servants of the servants of the servants of the servants of Hazrat Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah Ta'ala grant us all this great honor in this reality.
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصمه صدق الله المولانا العظيم. We will just try and give again a brief summary of our talks of the previous week again, then of this week. Many brothers were not here previously also, and a repetition. The best teacher is repetition. So to repeat always, that is also very, very beneficial. And it by making muzakara, not only that the teacher repeats, but even the students among themselves. But also, unfortunately, generally, this is not with us. Once we get up from here, then we close this completely. We don't think of making muzakara again. Usually, on a Yomul Arbi'a night, Tuesday night, we have our majlis. Many times we get the complaint that many brothers go to the takeaways and they buy foods and they go with according to the season. So that is important. But to discuss the bayan again. However, one town, the ladies do get together and they discuss, make muzakara. They listen to it over the receivers or whatever, the internet, and then they make muzakara. So muzakara is very, very important. For students of deen also, one thing that is stressed very much, that after they have taken their sabak, their lesson in class, then they may repeat it again to one another. And we know for a hafiz door, that is also like his muzakara, how important that door is, how much he makes door, so much his Quran Sharif will become pakka, he will know it. So that is very, very important. So repetition, there is only great benefit. And also sometimes shaitan deceives us, that same old thing, like for example, tabligh jamaat, having ta'lim, we say same kitab, fadail, we have heard it many times, but the object is how much are we practicing on it. Quran Sharif, we are not going to get any new Quran Sharif. Since 1400 years is the same Quran Sharif. And as we have explained many times, our deen, our Quran Sharif is fresh like a fresh lily, like a fresh rose all the time. It doesn't become stale, you don't need something new. Or like one Maulana who went to make bayan, he said, you Maulana is always making the same bayan, now in Ramzan, about roza. Ramzan, keeping roza, about namaz. So he said, okay, today we'll make a new bayan. So when he came, he said that up to now, we were eating rice, we were having flour, potatoes, now we'll have stones, we'll have some grass, we'll have some twigs, etc. Okay, so food, and in fact, a person when he gets married, he tells his mother, I want my egg, how mummy used to make it. I want it the same way. I want this just like that. I want this just like that. There we want it exactly the same way. Here also, the deen, how much it is repeated and how much it comes into us, that is the thing. How much deen will come into our lives. We have to try and gauge that. And the stalking also, it's not that these things are in us. It is with the object that Allah brings it in us. And together, our friends also become aware that it comes into us also. So briefly, we had discussed quite for a few days about namaz and namaz four aspects again which we will repeat because they are extremely important. One is the existence of namaz. Five times namaz must be existing in our lives. And this is not only for Ramadan, for our whole lives. Make that intention that our whole lives, our five times namaz. Then Mufti Muhammad was reading about the masail. And one important point that came to mind, those people who feel we don't need the fuqaha, we don't need the imams, we don't need ulama, we can just take Quran and hadith. In the first place, who gave Quran and hadith to you? If it wasn't the ulama who protected it, whom Allah had chosen, the huffaz and the ulama and them, and the muhaddithin, that they brought hadith to us as if Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke as the Quran was revealed. So if we don't want them, where did you get this? Did Jibreel alayhi salam come to you and he gave you Quran Sharif? Or did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speak to you directly? It's impossible that you can go directly. You have to go through this whole. And anyone who is not thankful to his from the source from what he got, and that there is no worth in that person. If we are not thankful to our parents, so much as the Quran Sharif has stressed, they are the cause of our coming into existence. They did not create us. Allah created us. But Allah made them the cause of us coming into existence. If we are not thankful to our asatiza, our teachers who have taught us, then that person in his deen also, he's zero or he's minus. He's got nothing. And then the masail, Mufti Muhammad was explaining, where will you get this that you have to, if you must your zuhar a few days, then you must fix that day. That where will we get this masail? Look for it in the Quran Sharif. Look for it in the Hadith. It is only the Fuqaha whom Allah had blessed. When Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayh, one night had meals at Imam Muhammad or somebody's place, and Imam Muhammad, whoever it was, if I'm correct, he told his house people, a very, very great buzurg, alim, is coming. So prepare the best. So they prepared the room for him to sleep also. He's going to spend the night, etc. They prepared food also. And the little girl put a lota, a jug for water also, to make wudu. And in fact, instead of a jug, those of us who have, or we should try and acquire the mud, Allah give me and us all tawfiq, that we make wuzu from there. MashaAllah, Maulana Musa has showed it practically here also, other places also, that just in a little bit of water, a person can make his whole wuzu. So she had put that also. When he came, he sat to eat and he ate all the food. And then, when he slept at night, then in the morning that water was still left over, just as it was, that water, same water. He made his fajr. So the girl told the father that you told a very great buzurg is coming. And buzurgs eat very little, but he ate all the food, he finished the food. And then you said that he's a great buzurg, he makes ibadat whole night, but he slept the whole night. And what's called it, fajr he made without wuzu. The same what call it at night what he that wudu. So the father told the Imam, Hazrat Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayh, he said that the food, the anwarat I saw in there. Today we also see when we enjoy. Maulana Abdul Ghani Phulpuri rahmatullah alayh at one time was invited, and in the villages, and they have a special dish that they prepare with almonds. They make it very fine, and with milk, they make a very delicious and very healthy, and for the body, for the brain, very good dish they prepare. So they say, this is special for you, and they brought it and put it. So Hazrat took a little bit, then one dihati he took from there, and he started, what we will say, swiping it one way. So Hazrat said, this, they said, it's special for me, and you eating it, so he said, for barakat. So Hazrat said, the dar I took there also. That there is no barakat in there. And I took off the other dishes also, the simple dishes. But there you don't see barakat. You're only seeing barakat here. So our nature unfortunately is like that. Anyway, so he said that anwarat that came. And he said the whole night there was no question of sleeping. From one ayat, I took out 100 masail. Today what we can understand, a person, he's got a of his father, or he borrows money, or somebody gives him in inheritance, he gets ₹1,000,000, for example. And he's got that capacity. He makes business and he makes it 10 million. He makes it 50 million. That we can understand. We learned ABC, then you're becoming a graduate of this. And now you got your master's in this. Now you got that. So these people, and deen, one ayat, 100 masail. So he said, there was no need for me to make wuzu for my fajr. Whole night I didn't sleep. If we see noor in the food, and we also stay awake the whole night, then we can trust our eyes, they saw noor. But if we see that, and we're missing our namaz also, and no tahajjud, or even our fajr is going, or sometimes even our isha goes, or goes without jamaat, then our eyes, we need another eye check. That we are seeing red as green and green as red. I can understand how dangerous that will be if a person is so colorblind. And that is a test which they do if you for your driver's license, that you must not be colorblind. Because you might see the red light as a green light and the green light as a red light. How dangerous will that be? So if our eyes are also seeing wrongly, we are seeing the noor, but then there is no ibadah that follows, then we also colorblind. We didn't see the noor. Anyway, so our namazes must be there. And then with our namazes, check our qaza, which Mufti Muhammad was explaining. And we need all these masail. And we need the fuqaha. Without them, we won't know how to do our basics of deen. very absolutely essential that we need our fuqaha. And then our outward postures of namaz. Allah gave tawfiq, every day we are doing one posture we have done over the week. So that what I meant by muzakara, ask the satis who are here. It will be difficult to repeat all that at the end of Ramadan, if we can. Then whichever date, find out from Malana Musa, whether it will be the 28th of Ramadan or 29th, when we will do practical namaz. But that also mostly, we even the person who instructs the other people, but we still make mistakes. Very commonly, this really needs a lot of work, then our mistakes get eradicated. And what I suggested, that we pair up with somebody, a good friend, and we tell him, you see any mistake in me, you inform me of it. But we don't do that also, we don't pair up also. So really it shows still that desire for Islah hasn't come into us still. Because just by a talk even, Allahu Akbar. Yesterday we heard in one of the kitabs that many times even a person who is giving a bayan, but you got a fault which you got in you, and you are telling the others about correcting it, but you don't even know you got that fault. Forget thinking of correcting it. And this happens, it's a fact, it's a reality. So if you have paired up and somebody tells you your faults, at least the outward faults. Otherwise the inward faults which are lying in the heart, that needs a lot. If we are sincere about our ikhlas, we will work. Otherwise our pride does not allow us to accept. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali gave this beautiful example. The Haramain Sharifain have been extended so much, and still it's being extended all the time. In that, how many houses have come? How many hotels have come? In those hotels, there were toilets also. And that is now part of the Haram, where there were toilets. So at one place where you were reading, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-khubuthi wal-khaba'ith, that, oh Allah, I seek your protection of all the evils which are here. Now in that same place you're getting 100,000 sawab. That same toilet place. So if you are a toilet, but you go in the company of Ahlullah, and you, what your niyat of Islah, and then inshallah, you were a toilet, now you'll be as valuable as 100,000 namazes also. But that is on condition that you are prepared to change. But if you are obstinate, and you are the obstinacy of a camel is famous, very obstinate camel, animal. So if you are obstinate like that, and many people, we get complaints also. For example, like that, we see the husband here is very mashallah sweet and very compliant, but when the wife complains at home, and she tells the family, he says, I won't listen to anyone. Nobody can change me. I won't change. This is my way, and I'm going to carry on this way. So if we got that nature, and we don't want to change, whether we say it or don't, but if that is in us, that I don't want to change, and I know enough, nobody can change me, then it's difficult for a person to change. So this outward postures of namaz, though we are doing it so much, but yet many of us, our outward postures are not coming right. So this muzakara of all this continuously, and especially for the brothers who cannot be here all the time, all of us can't be, the dunya also has to carry on. Allah's nizam is like that, and who can understand Allah's nizam? One time Maulana Aslam Sahab Rahmatullah Ali gave a talk. He says, in Allah's nizam, if there were no crooks, how many people will be out of job? All those people who make locks and keys, they will be out of job, because no crooks, so you don't have to lock anymore. All those people, the security companies will be out of job. And then all the people who make burglar doors and that, they will be out of job. How many policemen will have to be put off? How many jails will have to be closed down? We can't understand, and don't involve and don't try and delve in Allah's system. Allah's system, well, qadri khayrihi wa sharrihi. Allah has created everything, and He knows His system. We can sit and swear all the crooks also, and how they murder and what they do and everything. But Allah, everything is in the control and knowledge of Allah, and nothing happens without the command or the permission of Allah. Allah knows. We have to consider what I have to be doing, what is my responsibility, and I must fulfill my responsibility to the best. That is what we have to do. But we are worried of, we are giving advice to Allah. that what Allah should be doing. We are giving advice to our seniors. Once a student came in the office and he said, I've got a big problem. What's your problem? My parents don't listen to me. So this is the problem. The student, a child has got it. The parents must listen to him. We want today, the government must listen to us. Our superiors must listen to us. That is what we want. So that is not how it works. How it works is what we have to be doing. So namaz, at least the outward portions. Then we still have to work on the inside of namaz. And for that one simple thing, just as a revision, before every namaz, just try and make this niyat. That, Ya Allah, I'm going to make this niyat, this namaz, a perfect namaz. On your niyat, you're going to get that sawab already. And when you got that in your mind, then you'll try and make your namaz, your thoughts, you'll try and have concentration. But if not, it will be just like you press a button, the whole cycle is over. The next, you know, you are saying Assalamu Alaikum and you haven't thought of Allah one time also. And namaz is a great ibadat. Now we don't want to go into the details of it, like Ramzan, Rozas, what a great ibadat. But if we didn't make namaz, if we only did some exercises, spiritual exercises, how are we going to get the benefits of namaz? So we have to try and work on that. Then our tawbah and istighfar is very important. And how many of us are really still sincerely making tawbah? And we know how many sins we have got. And if a person, one friend of us told us, as I'm turning my pages of my life, I'm getting so disgusted with myself. If a person doesn't make tawbah, how is he going to correct his life? If we are not aware, and that one we read also, we heard it in one of the kitabs, fortunate is that person in front of whom his uyub, his faults are in front of him. That person, humility automatically comes in him. But sadly what shaitan does, he shows you all the good you have done. Husband and wife, the husband will remember all the favors, not only his duties. He is a perfect husband. He fulfilled all the duties and how many favors he did to the wife. But ask the wife and you hear her side of the story. Completely different. And the same way from the wife's side. I do everything for my husband. I even do this, I even do this, I even do that. But he's not satisfied. So the thing is, we're all seeing our good, we don't see our bad. And the day things will come right when we start seeing our bad. And we think of our past, that I did this, so many hajj I made, so many umrahs I made, so much this I did. And our mistakes, and shaitan plays that trick on us. The whole world is seeing our faults, but we can't see our faults. And we are thinking that I'm really Mr. Somebody. No, we have to really find, and not to that extent that we become so deep, despondent and depressed also. Allah's doors of rahmat and forgiveness are wide open. But at least make tawbah. At least we will come down. So tawbah istighfar is extremely important. Then we tried and explained about the great value of Quran Sharif. Each one of us think those who are here, Allah give jaza khair to Maulana Musa Kaji. We gave out little slips to everyone to write how many suparas, and most, alhamdulillah, are making reasonable amount of progress, satisfactory progress. But at the same time, we should remember, these are those brothers who are free. They are free themselves. They are not going to shop. They are not going to office. They are not going to job. So they should be reading much more. And those who are with all their daily duties, Rosa also, though for Rosa we don't need extra time, but Taraweeh again, an extra hour every night minimum. And then again, getting up for Sehri, voluntarily, involuntarily, another extra hour minimum is there again in the morning, then the whole day's duties again. Some are fortunate, they start a little later, end a bit earlier. Others, if they're working for non-Muslims or somebody, they have to carry on the whole day. So we whom Allah has freed, our reading should be much more also. Though, of course, we do accept and understand there are the programs that are taking place, but still we have got so much time. So we shouldn't be wasting our time. As our Shaykh, Rahmatullah Ali, has explained so beautifully, when many people want to pass their time in Ramadan. He says a person wants to pass his time, fails his time. Then you don't pass in time. If you want to pass, you fail time. So we have to see to that we make our time valuable. It's extremely essential. Then we came on to Ramadan itself. What a great man. Normally we regard it as, unfortunately, because we don't know the value of it. A group of people were walking and they got lost at night in the jungle somewhere. They came across a certain place where they saw things shining at night, very bright, shining. Like you have this shining stars which people put on their ceilings. When you put the light off, then they shine. In the dark, they shine. Or the stars also. So there are many things like that that shine at night. So when they came across that, some of them decided that I will take about 5 stones, these shining stones. Somebody 10, somebody 15, 20. Somebody said we are lost. And where I must still carry the extra weight of stones. So I'm not taking any stones whatsoever. And they carried on walking whatever everyone wanted to take. In the morning they came out at the village. And when they came out to the village, they showed those people, this is what, they say these are the most precious diamonds in the world, nuggets, just lying on the ground. And we are too frightened that the jungle is so dangerous that we will never put a step in this jungle. It's the wild animals and that, and you people got saved, you came out safe. So that person who took 50 stones, is he happy or is he sad? He's also sad. And the one who took 5 and 1, and the one who didn't take. So Allah has put us in this jungle of the world. And now we have to pick up these diamonds. And here now, and the village will come out, will be the day of Qiyamah, Qabr. Then there it will be told that all those were, what are diamonds of this world? Rubies, emeralds, all that of this world. These are the real, what the value Allah has got for it. And what it will be in the poem, Maulana Siddiq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, that these are the things that will have value on the day of Qiyamah. So yeah, the world is also very dangerous. That all the temptations which are in the world, what temptations are there, invitations of sin there are. Today in the name of Deen, there are so many invitations of sin. Eid ball, eid shopping. All these things, so many things here. How many other things? Also, we must be, all of us must be very careful, especially those who come spend time, though we don't give preference and predominance to etikaf and to ibadat, more it is for islah. But ibadat is absolutely essential. Without ibadat in Ramadan, what is Ramadan? Ibadat has to be there. Etikaf is a great sunnah of our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and which all our buzurgs had observed. But the object is islah. So our friends who are here, how lot way we are trying that they must not talk to one another. And we don't realize that the two people here are talking, and softly, not much. Especially try your best. Try and make it, anyone wants to meet you, tell him outside the masjid. Inside the masjid to talk, and we get involved in dunya's talk. And farishtas, when you talk of dunya, they tell you, uskut ya wali Allah. Keep quiet, O the friend of Allah. But when you carry on, they say, uskut ya baghiz Allah. Keep quiet, shut up, O enemy of Allah. And you still carry on, uskut ya lanatullah. O kama qala alayhi salatu wasalam. That may the curses of Allah be upon you. You are talking here in the masjid. So it mustn't happen we came here for our islah. Lene ko aaye, dene ke hoge. That we came to take and we find that we're going with a debit balance from here. No change in our life, our namazes, our clothing, our sunnat beard didn't come, kurta didn't come just while we are here. Alhamdulillah, they are brothers. That come without all this, but then here they start observing it, but now we mustn't leave it here again. Like many brothers, we come with short sleeves, we take the masjid jumba, we wear it just for namaz, we turn up our trousers just for namaz, we put it back. Some of us come without a topis also. Many masjids have to keep facilities for topis also. Then you take a topi there, and usually those topis have got a special shape and a special shan those topis have got. So now you put that on, and after that, and it's also good, otherwise people will walk away with the topis. Now they know it's a masjid topi he's wearing. And somewhere they write, some places they write nice and big masjid. So that you're not walking everywhere around with a masjid topi. So anyway, so this change has to come into us. So this month of Ramadan is extremely valuable. And every roza what Allah has given us. And this Ramadan has come, مولانا عبد الرحمن explained, نعم المركب ونعم الراكب, that the vehicle in which your hostess come is also what a vehicle, the month of Ramadan. And who came in that vehicle? Quran Sharif came. What a great gift, the kitab of hidayat of mankind. Hidayat, not only if you have a GPS, you reached your place on time. You were supposed to be there by 11, you are there by 10:45. And you have reached comfortably, your GPS took you. Our GPS sometimes takes us what a long route also. And sometimes brings you to a dead end. Now you don't know where to turn to. And you are late for your appointment. Allah's GPS won't be like that. But also at the same time, know how to read your GPS. If you don't know how to read your GPS, with the best GPS you won't get the benefit of it. You have to learn how to read it. So though it is made user friendly, but still, if the more you can know that I'm so many kilometers away, so much time is left for my journey, all the Quran Sharif, which can be a better GPS than the Quran Sharif? So the Quran, the month of Ramadan has come. It has come with the Quran Sharif. And to get the maximum benefit of Quran Sharif also is rozas. So Allah prescribes rozas for us, which Allah Ta'ala in His infinite mercy has made it generally easy for the whole ummah. Though we do feel that burden, a person likes his food by nature, he wants his food. But little children are keeping, old people are keeping. And all we can see when they take a lesson from these people. See how old the person is, the old lady, the old man. But their rozas, they make sure they don't miss. People who are sick and their medication, they fight with their doctors. With Muslim doctors. And they insist they want to keep their rozas. So Allah has made such an environment of roza. And this is only from Allah Ta'ala. And also, it is generally only for the month of Ramadan. Otherwise, those ladies who have to miss their rozas in Ramadan, they know how difficult they find it out of Ramadan. Illa mashallah. There are mashallah many ladies from which we should take inspiration. From the day after Eid, they first keep all their rozas. And then they keep the 6 shawals rozas also. So Allah give us all tawfiq, that jazba, that feeling for roza. So anyway, and also let me quote this example, which is very beneficial for all of us, of Maulana Abrarul Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, that if the government of a country, any Muslim, non-Muslim country, have to give all the Muslim citizens a money printing machine, and it prints 10 rand, 20 according to South African currency, 50, 200, 200 rand notes. You can set it on whatever you want to. But it's a manual machine. You have to turn it personally yourself. All the time you have to turn it. It will only start working when it is certified that the moon for Ramzan has been sighted. Then the machine will start working. And it will stop working when the moon for Eid has been sighted. Then that machine stops working. Everyone beforehand will put the setting to 200. Nobody will think of putting it anywhere else. And then we can understand that that whole month, the people's hands, they won't get tired. The hand won't get sore. You won't take rest for a second also. Then we can understand our buzurgs, Hazrat Maulana Abdul Qadir Raipuri Rahmatullah Ali, one of our buzurgs, that whole month of Ramadan, before Ramzan, he should tell all his close associates, now, if Allah wishes that we are living, I'll meet you after Ramzan. I'm going to be busy now. And some people phone also, ladies, Appa gets also sometimes worked up, and they start a general subject. Somebody ask a masala about menses, women have got that problem in Ramzan or some other thing, understood. But this is not a month, not a month. Maulana Yunus Daya Sahib, Damat Barakatum, on a Thursday or in Marlborough, on a Thursday from Maghrib till Sunday, Friday, Juma Maghrib, he doesn't pick up the phone. The whole family busy with Durood Sharif. Hazrat Shaykhul Hadith Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, whole Ramzan only busy with Quran Sharif. There was a journalist who was a bit friendly and very informal with Hazrat. So once he came, he said, I want to meet Hazrat. Hazrat is busy reading Quran Sharif. I want to meet Hazrat. Hazrat is busy hearing somebody. I want to meet Hazrat. Hazrat is busy hamrawing somebody. So now he couldn't take it. After Zuhr he came, Hazrat was again busy. So he should just shouted from the door. He said, Ramzan comes to us also, not only to you. But it doesn't come like a fever to us. Hey, let Ramzan fever. Hey? So Hazrat said, Hazrat just smiled, let him go. I'll see him after Ramzan. So this is how they had appreciated, because they knew the value. The example also I give, we know the value of rents and cents. We know the value of luxuries and comforts of this world for our body, for our houses, etc. So if somebody, if your children insist on you that this year, December, you are a businessman, you got a retail business, and December, there is a cup final in Brazil. And we have to go 15 December till 30 December. You'll say, are you mad or something? There's no question of it. You can't understand it. How? But for him, sports is his life. And that cup final is his life. But for you, your business is your life. So, or you got late checking in, getting to the airport. You finally just managed to get there. And when they checked you in, they told you, you have only got 8 minutes left to get to the gate. After 8 minutes, they're going to close the gate. And you have got less time than that. So you have to double up your pace. You can't walk your normal pace, you have to run. On the way, your child sees a PlayStation, and he wants to go and play there. How won't you grab him and pull him and take him? But the mother says that what's wrong if he plays? He's a child. Allow him to play. That's not the time to play. That's not the time to waste time. Ramzan is such a month. That what's wrong if they go and play little soccer? What's wrong if they play games on the cell phone? If we don't know the value of Ramadan. And that is one of the objects of these, that we have these gatherings like this, and these talks, so that the speaker himself also, and the listener, all of us, we can come to understand. This is that month that Allah Ta'ala makes a nafil, the value of a faraz. Yeah. And a faraz, Allah multiplies it by 70. One time, we were in Saharanpur with Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali in Ramzan. And 29th night, there's always this controversy whether the moon has been sighted or not. So some news came, it has been sighted but not confirmed. So Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali said, carry on with the Taraweeh. As long as it's not confirmed for us, our money making machine is not stopped. So let us still turn the coin. Let us just turn the notes and make as many as we can. Witr, they again, somebody asked. He said, don't ask. Our witr will be Ramzan's value. We 5 minutes, 10 minutes, find out from here, did they cite it, make sure from here, make sure from there. We want to try our best to get out of Ramzan. And they are trying their best to stay in Ramzan. They know the value of Ramadan. So this is this great month. And then there are those buzurgs that on the day of Eid, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah himself would go home for a little while and come back and spend another 10 days in Atikaf. And there are those buzurgs from the minute this Eid day, they're waiting for next year. This is like Khaja Azizul Hasan Sam Allama Sayyid Sulaiman Nadwi Rahmatullah Ali. The first night that he made the Hajjud in the Khanqa, when he got the enjoyment with what was the Hajjud and what was it crying to Allah Ta'ala, he said, Subah hi se intizar sham hai. That from the morning I'm waiting, when is the Tahajjud time going to come again? So this, unfortunately, Allah forgive us, many of us with illicit love affairs, we make a date with a woman, Allah make us maaf, and then we waiting for that time to come. We know what is filth and dirt, and how beautifully it was read in the kitab. Every sin is the legacy of some person on whom Allah's curses were. Like homosexuality, which governments today are sanctioning, and it is being permitted. This is from the people of Lut alayhi salam, those people whom Allah lifted their whole town and threw them upside down back again, and then poured rain of stone upon those people. If a person is involved in that, pride and haughtiness is of Fir'aun. And what happened to Fir'aun? What happened to Haman and Qarun? Every sin is from such people. And we have inherited that when we are committing sin. So tawbah we should make is very essential. So anyway, this month, there were, and just to understand this aspect, that where a nafil becomes a faraz. Mujaddid Al-Fistani rahmatullahi has written that your whole life's nafil nafil namaz that we make, nafil rozas that we keep, umrahs that we go, anything which is nafil, charity that we give, can never ever equal the least of the faras of that category. So whole life's tahajjud and ishraq and salatul haja and salatul shukr, how great, whole tahajjud, what is the value of it? Ishraq, what is the value of it? Awwabin, what is the value of it? Of all these namaz, but can't compare with two rakats faraz of fajr. How value? And this month, every nafil comes to the value of a faraz. How, what great value. And a faraz is multiplied by 70. So how much more, when Allah is giving so much more, Allah give us tawfiq that we make our istinja more properly also. Be particular about that also. We make our wudu also properly. Be more particular about that also, because we are getting so much more in return. We are in the dunya where we know, or rather really we don't know. There's a 20-cent saving on a kilo of butter at one shop. A person will travel 20 kilos to go and make to save 20 cents. He might be buying 10 kilos of butter. He's going to save 2 rand, but he's spending 20 kilometers he's going for it. And the queue that is there, and it is a famous thing, if they want the Muslims to come into their shops, they just have a special, any shop. And you'll see all the Muslims are there, and all going for that special. This is how our mind, but here where Allah is giving so much. May Allah let us appreciate this month, our namaz, that is after iman, and this is to build our iman. Then our tawbah, and regularly, not only leave tawbah for 15 Shaban, all the time to be making tawbah. Allah loves that person, and very fortunate will be that person that on the day of Qiyamah, he'll see so much tawbah and istighfar in his pen of good deeds. And then this month of Ramadan, what a great month. Let us try and view it in the correct perspective. What a great gift if it is from Allah Ta'ala. It is a month of celebration. We know where there is celebration, there is going to take place. There is a lot of work that goes behind it. You can't just have your celebration for whatever you want to have and you don't do any work. If you are paying the caterers and the other people, you have to pay the money. If you are doing it yourself, personally you have to get involved for so long, and you have to do everything for this. So there is a sacrifice that is required for this month. But if we realize, and this is where this Fazail-e-Amal, unfortunately also, when it is being read, our attention is not there. Our mind, we don't apply our mind. For a simple algebra, mathematics equation to solve a problem, to work out, we know how you have to apply your mind. If you are at work and you have to sort out a thing, there is a problem, how you have to apply. But for deen, namaz, we don't apply our mind. Zikr, we don't apply our mind. Tilawat, we don't apply our mind. And if you are sitting in class, at university, wherever, and you are daydreaming all the time. You want to become a hafiz, but you're daydreaming all the time. How are you going to become a hafiz? For this also, you can't be daydreaming. Sometimes I suggested we should have an exam for all who slept also. We ask some brief questions, some very, very highlighted questions, which are easy to answer. And perhaps we will still see that for ourselves, how many of us pass and how many of us fail. Because we come here for barakat, and many friends, we ask them at the end of the etikaf also, how was the etikaf? Oh, the chows. So that is our worry. So if the other things that didn't become our worry, we are more worried of our food, and if the chows are not right, then that place is no good. The etikaf day is no good. So this shouldn't be the case. We should bring the reality of things. And remember, Ramzan comes only once in a year. How many people had passed from last Ramzan to this Ramzan? How many passed just before Ramzan? How many are passing now, daily, on a daily basis? All are passing on. We don't know when is our chance. And Allah has given us, and when on the day of Qiyamah it comes, that a person will eat his fingers up to his wrist, and will eat them up to his elbow, that he'll be so, you'll say, I wish I could kick myself. in my back, which you know you can't do. But when you'll realize that what I lost out, how Allah made the environment, what Allah gave, the month of Ramadan, rozas, tilawat, zikr, charity in this month, zakat in this month, all this great, great. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's generosity knew no limits during this month. Staying awake at night knew no limits during this month. And especially the last, when he should even wake the family members up. And we are so far, we are so far. But at least that feeling for the month of Ramadan, let there not be a negative feeling. May Allah Ta'ala bless us with this. Those brothers who want to become bad can come forward. Bayat also, it's not only a customary, it's not a customary thing. It is a pledge a person makes. And the real pledge means to change our lives, to correct our lives. That is what the pledge is. So we should keep that in mind. Come forward. Yeah. So we should keep that in mind. And once we have become bad, briefly, we should be performing the things that we will be saying in Bayat, our five times namaz regularly, etc. Then our zikr, which is very, very little. But let us try and make that little zikr. It will take perhaps about 10 minutes. And if you want to, you can even split it in the day to two times a day. And try and establish zikr in every masjid. All our friends, they should try and establish zikr in every... And do half your zikr. Preferably, not necessarily, what all together with the ash'ar. And the other half, do it without the ash'ar, but with all the muraqabas. So don't make it too heavy on yourself, but all the various muraqabas, the kitab is printed. What Imran says, yeah. It's printed, all the muraqabas are written. The ash'ar, the kitab is also, mashallah, in printed form. So you can get it from there. So inshallah, with that in mind, become bad. To change our lives, to correct our lives, to come closer to Allah Ta'ala. So those who want to become bayat, put your hand on top. Don't make it too difficult for the others. You can just put your hand on the back of these brothers. Alhamdulillahi na'maduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nasta'afiruh wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi. ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين يبايعونك إنما يبايعون الله يد الله فوق أيديهم فمن نكث فإنما ينكث على نفسه ومن أوفى بما عاهد عليه الله فسيؤتيه أجرا عظيما وقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم المرء على دين خليله فلينظر أحدكم من يخالل وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام المرء مع من أحب أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Repeat, O Allah, I make tawbah from kufr, from shirk, from nifaq, hypocrisy, from bid'at, innovations, from all sins, major and minor, particularly the sin of the love of dunya and being unmindful of akhirah. the year after. And from the sin of following my whims and desires and being unmindful of the commandments of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu and the Sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And from the sin of pride. O Allah, I promise to the best of my ability to perform my five times namaz with jamaat in the masjid according to sunnah, to fast during the month of Ramadan. If zakat becomes compulsory, to discharge the same. If hajj becomes compulsory, to perform hajj. O Allah, I enter in the silsila, the chain of the Chishtiyya and Naqshbandiyya and Qadiriyya and Suharwardiyya. O Allah, as long as I live, grant me an Islamic Imani life. Just before mort, grant me Tawbatan Nasuha. Grant my mouth on Imani Kamil, on Kalima-i Shahadat, with Afiyat, Izzat, Rahat, Salamati, and Amal. Gather me tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah and forever thereafter in Jannah with all the righteous and pious. Accept inshallah. Each one, I'll give your details also to Mufti Muhammad Desai or Maulana Musa Kaji. And you got the forms? What you have to do, the forms are printed. Get a copy of the form and try and follow that. And then try and keep contact either with me or with Maulana Musa Kaji, with any one of the who we have an inclination with, or anyone, Maulana Abdul Rahman, anyone. To keep a contact also when we have questions to ask how to progress further.
دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. کوئی بتائے دریاؤں کو ایسی روانی کس نے دی, کس نے چمکتا دن بخشائے رات سہانی کس نے دی, ننے مننے پودوں کو گلشن میں جوانی کس نے دی, وہ یکتا قدرت بھی رکھتا ایسا ہے میرا اللہ ایسا ہے میرا اللہ. الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. کوئی بتائے دریاؤں کو ایسی روانی کس نے دی, کس نے چمکتا دن بخشائے رات سہانی کس نے دی, ننے مننے پودوں کو گلشن میں جوانی کس نے دی, وہ یکتا قدرت بھی رکھتا ایسا ہے میرا اللہ ایسا ہے میرا اللہ. الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ.
الحمد لله رب العالمين, والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث، أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين، فإنك إن تكلنا إلى أنفسنا تكلنا إلى ضعف وعورة وذنب وخطيئة. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها، أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك والعمل الذي يبلغنا حبك. اللهم اجعل حبك أحب إلينا من أنفسنا وأهلنا ومن الماء البارد. اللهم كن لنا واجعلنا لك، اللهم كن لنا واجعلنا لك، اللهم كن لنا واجعلنا لك. اللهم اهدنا لأحسن الأخلاق لا يهدي لأحسنها إلا أنت، واصرف عنا سيئها لا يصرف عنا سيئها إلا أنت. اللهم أعنا بالعلم وزينا بالحلم وأكرمنا بالتقوى وجملنا بالعافية. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا وزدنا علما، والحمد لله على كل حال، ونعوذ بالله من حال أهل النار. اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة، ونعوذ بك من سخطك وغضبك والنار. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا ولوالدينا ولأساتذتنا ولشيخنا ولمشايخنا ولمن له حق علينا ولمن أحسن إلينا ولمن أوصانا بالدعاء ولجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم الأموات، إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.
الحمد لله. We have from the time of the Shaykh rahmatullah alayhi this habit of having a basket which is left in front here. Any brothers who want to make any du'as for the whole month of Ramadan, they can just write their du'as down and they can place it in the basket. Then inshallah, after the Zuhar Salat, we have a program. 40 durus are recited, Yasin Sharif is recited, and then du'a is made. So the du'as inshallah will be made for those, whatever requests have been made in the basket. We have many requests, those who are making the du'a also, they must make du'a for the request to be fulfilled of the basket. And all the brothers also who are making du'a, not only at that time, but during the day, during the night, whatever we are making du'a for ourselves, make du'a for the entire ummah, and make du'a inshallah for those brothers who have got any requests, any desires in their heart, Allah must fulfill the day. Allah give us tawfiq inshallah.